Welcome to your five for the day. I suppose there's nothing quite like a bit of sunshine, a new royal baby and a royal wedding to cheer us all up after a miserable winter, the threat of terrorist attacks and the uncertainty that Brexit brings with it. The sunshine is generally in short supply and royal weddings are few and far between. But the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge have brought smiles to our faces for the third time in the last 4 years. So congratulations to William and Kate on the birth of their third child, Louis Arthur Charles, on of all days, St. George's Day, 23rd of April 2018. Although none of the names appear to have real meaning, they are a significant tribute to the royal family. The newborn prince has names in common with his brother, Prince George Alexander Louis, his father, Prince William Arthur Philip Louis, and his grandfather, Prince Charles Philip Arthur George. The announcement confounded experts who had believed Louis would not be repeated for the third baby, Cambridge. Prince Louis may be the newest member of the royal family, but he very nearly was not a prince at all. In fact, he only has the title His Royal Highness Prince Louis of Cambridge because his great-grand, the Queen, overturned a century-old rule. The 1917 rule saw all HRH titles limited to just the monarch, their children, grandchildren, and the Prince of Wales' first grandson. To prevent this, the Queen sought a legal notice before Prince George was born that enabled all her great-grandchildren to have prince and princess titles without the need for Parliament approval. Despite officially being on paternity leave following the birth of Prince Louis, Prince William made a surprise appearance at the annual Anzac Day service at Westminster Abbey 2 days later, much to the delight of Meghan Markle, Prince Harry and royal fans. However, I feel the Prince may have regretted his decision somewhat as he was filmed having a tough time keeping his eyes open during the service. In footage from the event, the new dad was filmed appearing to drift off a few times then waking back up with numerous blinks. A clear indication that the father of three might not have been having his full recommended 8 hours of slumber as the parent of a newborn child. Whatever the unexpectedness and excitement over the new prince's names, I'm sure William Shakespeare would have been in his element. One of his famous quotes delivered by Juliet in Romeo and Juliet is, "What's in a name? That which we call a rose, by any other name would smell as sweet." Their romance was doomed from the start as members of two warring families. In the play, Juliet tells Romeo that a name is an artificial and meaningless convention, and that she loves the person and not the family name. Romeo, out of his passion for Juliet, rejects his family name and vows to deny his father. In the Bible, after Peter and John had healed a lame man in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, they too were commanded to deny the name of Jesus and not to teach anything about him. What was their response? "It is by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified but whom God raised from the dead, that this man stands before you healed. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. We cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard." So names are important, and God loves us, whatever our names are. But no name is as important as the name of Jesus. His name given to him before his birth, with the approval of heaven, has real meaning. God is Saviour. And on your five for today, we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard about him. So today, make sure your name is in God's book to have a safe and happy future. Don't fall asleep to the reality of God's great salvation, because it will ensure you have a big smile on your face and a sense of peace and joy in your heart. Thank you for listening. God bless.